I want him to take charge. I used to be the, oh, you know, I'm a feminist. I, you know, the split the bill, like all this stuff. But now I'm like, nah, 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 nah.
I do, do? I do poos as well.
Oh, yeah, I do poos too. Yeah. I was like, what are you saying? Yeah, I do poos. You know what I mean? Like sometimes guys don't think women do human things. But I can't give up the mullet tongue. But I know that he really wants his burger because do you want it separately?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So we literally just went separate.
Yeah. Like he makes me coffee every morning.
He does?
He makes me smoothies.
Every morning?
Almost every day.
Whoa.
Isn't that really nice
that
already?
Is really nice. Like,
that is like dream man material.
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast. This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where you share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics, some serious and some not so serious.
Come sit with us
and get nourished.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Jules.
Hi. Hi, Rox. Hi, everyone who's tuned in to today's episode.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
So the first thing I wanted to get off my chest is how I just really struggle with saying no to situations where I'm shopping or when a salesperson wants to upsell me. I just, if they're a really good salesperson and they're, you know, giving me the features and benefits, I can imagine myself wearing it, using it, benefiting from it. They sound like they know their shit. Like, why not? It's only X amount of dollars. Like, I'm already here. They're pretty nice. Like, you know, sure, sure. And then my original plan doesn't happen. And then I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't need that extra thing. Why did I say yes to it? So I just want to learn some tips if you have any because this happens to me a lot. Like it happens to me, say like ages ago, I was shopping for nail polish. This was COVID though. So it was
give us
ago.
All your examples. I want
to
hear it all.
So it was like COVID and I had to do my own nails. So I had to like get the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
like,
I remember. You got the gel nail kits.
Yeah, gel nail kits. Actually, that was here. But ages ago, I was at a shop and I bought all the – this sales lady like – upsold me to like a better quality brand and like nail strengthener, blah, blah, blah. And I ended up spending more than I had to. I just needed really one main color and I ended up getting more colors. Like I just didn't need to do that. Recently I was getting a haircut. I was kind of prepared for them to upsell me into a treatment, which is fine because then.
You walked in knowing that they were going to ask you?
Yeah.
How? Yeah. Did you know?
I've been there before.
Oh, okay.
I've been there before and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. So I think I got a treatment that was fine and I got a cut and a wash, which is what I wanted. But then the owner lady was selling me a hairbrush and it was $60. I don't need an extra hairbrush. Like I have enough hairbrushes, but she was selling it to me. It's like this Italian brand hairbrush. It's a paddle brush. It had cute colors which really sold me, so like pink pastel mixed with white, and the paddle, because you know a lot of paddle hairbrushes, they're flat, like they're
like it's got a flat back,
like wood or something, but this one was all like plastic and it had holes through it, so you could brush while you do blow dry and there's holes throughout the paddle brush.
Oh,
so
wow, that's
it was
good.
Actually, and she was using it while she cut my hair and stuff, you know. And I could see that it was nice. Like, it was good. And I'm like, I use a hairbrush every day. And I, you know, I probably, it's good. It's good. But it's, is it $60 good? I don't know. Like, I do use it every day, though. So maybe it is worth it. But I didn't have to get that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, save money, guys.
I'm
like,
confused.
What's my priority? Like, did it, I regret it, but I don't.
I'm confused because it sounds like an amazing product. You use it every day. If it's $60 and there's roughly 360 days in a year,
and I think
it's literally
more than
like
a
60 cents a day.
That's
no,
true.
6 cents a day? I don't know. It's very
I don't know.
Little.
Like, I think it's fine.
But what part bothers you?
I just didn't need an extra thing. I just didn't need.
Wait, hang on. How many brushes do you have? If you already have like 20 brushes at home.
Well, I don't have 20, but I just didn't need to get that extra. Like, I don't need a new brush. That's all.
Mm-mm.
Like, sure, it's cool and it has holes in it, but like, yeah. I don't need a pink, new yeah. heat pink plastic hairbrush.
I don't know. I think you needed it. It really depends. Like,
it really depends.
It really, really depends. But if you feel conflicted, like you feel frustrated that
yeah,
you...
I still feel a bit of regret.
Yeah. yeah.
Like there's things that I don't regret, but then yeah. there's things... Maybe this one after 2 years, I won't regret it anymore and I'm using it.
After 2 years?
Yeah. It's only been a few months.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I should get over it.
It's really bothering rocks.
Anyways, and then, okay, so I was doing my nails and then... the nail lady was like, oh, do you want to do SNS? And I'm like, not really. And then, because I just do shellac and the shellac's fine. But she was just like, oh, why don't you do SNS? And then I was just honest with her and I was just like, I just don't want to, I'm just trying to save money. Like, I don't want to do SNS.
Is SNS more expensive than shellac?
It's like $10 or $20 more.
Okay, I was like, $100
still,
more?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still a bit more. Yeah, I'm being like, yeah. I'm trying to be more tight, you know, where possible, but it's not working sometimes. But I had to say that and I was just honest, so she couldn't say anything else. But I already do things like I sleep on things, I don't buy it, I sleep on it. But it's just that salesperson experience. If they're really good, it's like hard.
So when it's like online and you see an ad, you can sleep on it. You can add it to your cart. Yeah. You can.
There's no one talking
walk away,
to me.
But it's when it sounds like when someone's talking to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and they're selling it in my face.
Yeah, yeah, you're just like sucked in.
I'm like,
and
oh,
then
maybe they're right.
You walk out with this thing, and you're like, why is this? Yeah. Why is this $60 hairbrush in my hand yeah. like that? Yeah. Like, what the heck just happened?
Yeah,
and you're like, damn yeah. it!
Like, why did I upgrade to? Like, I think the last time at the hair salon, it's like. I did a treatment and something else was, I don't know. It's just like, I didn't need to, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm struggling with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you say no?
I feel like, oh, I don't know.
Or am I being really, too hard on myself?
It does sound you're a little bit hard on yourself. It does, because you walked out with something that you actually really enjoyed. But then I don't think that's the point. It sounds like the point is like, you don't know what to say.
How do I say no?
Okay, so
I feel like could have said no.
Okay,
but
so
then
just
I
say
just
like they're washing your hair, right? This is rocks. I'm washing your hair, and I'm like, oh, you know, your hair, your split ends, your hair's a bit is quite brittle, you know.
My hair is brittle. Really... No, like that's the thing. Like I'm like, they're right.
Yeah, your hair's brittle. You know, you've been. I think it's because you've bleached it in the past, or you've dyed it. You don't seem to take care of it. You know what? I really recommend a hair treatment. That would really just get rid of all your dead ends, and your hair would look so healthy.
That sounds so good. Like,
okay, well, this is role play. So, do you want? It's only $60 for the hair treatment, but because you're doing a haircut and wash, I'm going to sell it to you. It's going to be $50. Would you be interested in trying this hair treatment today? Comes with a free head massage.
Oh, I don't really have time today. I just wanted to come in and get a wash and a cut.
Your hair's quite dry. I really would recommend it, but maybe next time. You want to try it next time? Or, you know, we can just quickly do it. It will only take an extra 10, 15 minutes.
See, this is where I get stuck, because it's like, well, it sounds good and it sounds like my hair needs it. And then I'd probably be like, I'm here anyway. I'll spend the $50. And then after I'll be like, oh, damn, this treatment, like, just makes my hair nice for, like, a few days. And then I'm like, oh, I should really be – what I should be doing is giving my hair treatment and, like, taking care of my hair every day and keeping it healthy more every day.
Yeah.
Not just getting this one-time treatment. So,
wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been offered a hair treatment. I can't – it's hard because, like, even, like, the nails, like, the upsell.
Yeah. What do you do then?
I think I do take the upsell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, like, thank you. I'm like, yeah, thank you so much. Sure. It's a great recommendation. Like,
yeah.
If I'm
Sometimes
happy
it
with
is
it,
good. Yeah.
I'm like, thank you for telling me about it and I'll take it. But if I don't like it, I would straight up be like, no, I'm not really interested. You know what?
It's not like I left mad. It's not like I left not happy. Yeah. So I guess maybe it's fine. But still, I feel like I need to get better at it.
It's maybe you paying cash. Paying cash.
I only have this much cash.
Yeah. And you're like, you have a limit, like a budget on how much you want to spend.
Okay.
But yeah, what about like, you know, you said face to face. What about stuff like, you know, when you're at a restaurant and they try and upsell?
Like, do you want dessert?
Do you get the dessert?
I usually get the dessert.
Yeah.
Like if it's a nicer restaurant, I'll at least share with my friend or whatever.
What about if it's like,
how about you?
Oh yeah. I always get like three desserts. Like
three desserts.
Yeah. I'll have less main.
Oh really?
And more dessert.
Oh, you love dessert.
Yeah, I love dessert.
Okay.
What about like when they say sparkling water, still water, or tap water?
See, that really depends. I feel like that depends who I'm with.
Depends on who.
Oh, how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what water do you get with who?
Like if I'm with my husband, we'll just get tap water.
What? Okay.
Like I feel like because we're just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But if I'm like with my girlfriends and it's like we're trying to like have a nice night, I feel like we'll get sparkling if that person likes sparkling.
Yeah.
If I know that person likes sparkling, if I know they don't, then we'll just do tap.
Very accommodating.
Yeah,
you're accommodating.
How about you?
I think we usually get sparkling water because we never go out for dinner.
Oh.
So when we do, it's like special. We never go out.
That makes sense
too. We never go out for fancy dinner.
Yeah.
I've been asking for a date, actually.
Oh.
I requested for about 1 year, Ryudo. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I'm like, can you please? I have one request. Please take me out to dinner.
Yeah.
Please. I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
We need to turn
this
into
a reel.
But
he just needs to book somewhere.
It's not easy for Ryudo.
It's not easy.
Because I'm always the booking person. So I'm trying to like let go. I'm like, oh.
It's not easy for us either.
Charge. I want you to book the dinner.
Yeah.
I've been asking.
Organize where I'm going. Honestly, even for me, I've only been married for a year, but I feel like we only do fancy dinners if it's like someone's birthday. But even then, it's like I know where I want to go.
Yeah.
So it's not like even for my birthday last year, I was like wanting to try this restaurant for a while. So I was like, look, I want to go here. So it was already a few weeks before my birthday. I was like, do you know what you're planning for my birthday? Because if not, I'm going to book this. Like, should I book it? Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay, no. If you know where you're going, then I'll book. So I don't know. It's so hard.
It's hard. But I feel like a lot of people in our 30s, they don't really go out for like fancy dinners anymore. I feel like it was a late 20s thing. Everyone's just trying to save money.
Exactly. And sometimes I don't know if my husband appreciates it, but sometimes I feel like fancy dinners are more fun with my girlfriends. I don't know why. I just feel like less. I'm sorry if I'm talking about he doesn't really listen to this, but I just feel less guilt or restrictions. Just it's not like he's restricting me or anything, but I feel like when I'm with my girlfriends and I'm just spending my money and I can do whatever I want. But when I'm with him, he's like, I don't know, he also doesn't eat as much as me. So I'm
really?
Like, he does, but like I'm kind of a pig. Like,
you're a foodie.
I can eat a lot. I think he'll just know his limit and he'll stop.
I love eating with you. I've said that before, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've said that before. I always say, Rex, I love eating with you. Like, you're so chill. You're like not picky. I just
want to eat it.
It's always a good time eating with you.
Like, I don't want to stuff myself, but I do want to try different things. But with my friends, I feel like we're more similar because we want to try different things too. And we don't mind, but yeah.
It's different when you're eating. I'm sure, like,
with different
I feel
people.
Like a lot of women can relate to this. Like, going to a fancy dinner with your husband versus with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's different. When you're it's with different. Your girlfriend, there's no budget. You're like, yeah. How often do we get to meet?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, let's just have fun. When you're having dinner with your husband or a long-term partner, they might be like, should we get the $50 steak or the, you know, or the like $80 like you know, Wagyu, ribeye, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if you're with the girls, because it's like a group mentality kind of thing, you're like, yeah, yeah, we'll just share it. We'll split it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, like, when you're with your partner, it's like...
And it's just you two.
Just you two.
So it's not like there's another person to share with.
Yeah, I don't know. And the budget thing. It's always the thing, right? Like...
Yeah. I don't know.
But, you know, we could... You're thinking like, oh, but this is like...
Maybe...
Should I have dinner here or is it like 4 Uber Eats?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for next week. I don't know. It's like, it's different.
It's just different. And maybe sometimes our tastes... I don't know, like everyone... I feel like it's different when you eat with different people. Like there's... There's meals that you love to eat with different people. Yes, yeah, that's sure. What I think. Yeah.
For sure.
I can't eat crab with my husband.
What?
Like crab, it takes so long. I feel like guys don't like to take the time. Like it takes ages to peel and stuff. Oh. But like your girlfriends or like people who want to eat it with you.
Yeah.
You're like whatever. Yeah.
Crab isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
Because it's like... The shell, it's so, this effort required. Yeah. Guys love burgers.
Yeah.
Guys love burgers.
Yeah. Sorry, husband.
Interesting.
Okay, so speaking of restaurants and what we were talking about just now, like date nights, stuff. So, and we're both in like long-term serious relationships and stuff. And
you've been in a relationship for how many years? Like
only 3 years.
Oh, three, married for one.
Married for one, yeah. And you've been
me
in yours,
married like, for none, not yeah. But together for 13 years.
13, like yeah. You know. So you probably have more experience in this, but I guess the question is, yeah, in a serious longer relationship, like how do you keep things fresh? How often do you think you do date nights or, you know, it's so easy to just like go to work every day or work from home every day and then do your meal prep at home, do your easy dinners at home, go do the groceries, do the laundry, clean the house, see the family, sleep, go to the gym, whatever. Like whatever you do, like it can just be so it's just everyday life. Like you're just doing your everyday life. So how do you like make things more special? Sometimes
it's hard.
Like you're waiting for a date night. What else do you do?
Yeah, so for each like other? What you just said, like the first thing I did, we haven't been on a date night for so long.
Yeah.
But I also am okay with that too.
Yeah.
Because we've been together for so long and it's, I don't know if I'm oversharing, but Ryudo, my partner, booking a restaurant, it's really not his strength. Like, okay, booking the restaurant, it's okay, but planning, it's really, really not his like top skill.
And he's happy to eat out.
When it's booked and, you know, I plan it and I do the whole, you know, well, like, itinerary. Would it just be easier
Would it just be easier if you booked where you wanted to go and just be like, we're going and he just has to like pay or something?
Oh, easier, 100%. Yeah. But that doesn't.
But you want him to do it.
Yeah, it depends on the intention. Like, if you love planning, then But I'm sort of at this stage now where I want to let him drive.
Some like the date night,
at least in different areas too, but like we're talking about date night, I want him to take charge. I used to be the I'm a feminist, I you know, let's split the bill, like all this stuff, but now I'm like nah.
Like,
take me out, you know. I even bought a dress. Rocks. I bought a dress and I was like, the other day I was like to write her, like, this dress is, I'm going to wear to this wedding. This dress, I'm going to wear to the Christmas party. Yeah. This dress is for date night with you. Because like, it was a bit of a more sexy one. So I was like, this one's for date night with you. And they were both like, yee. But I'm still waiting for this. Like, I have to give him so many hints. Not even hints. I'm very direct. I'm like, you know, sometimes when I need something, give me your hands. We do this and I'm like.
Oh, your hands are so soft.
Thanks. I'll be like, we hold hands like this. And I'm like, Ryudo, I have something to say. Can I please request something? I would really want you to take me out to dinner.
What do I say?
And then he'll be like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll do it. I'm like, please, I would love it. If you could do that for me, I would feel so loved. Right?
Okay.
I communicate that to him. Yeah, so I'm still waiting. But honestly, I have no ill feelings because I know it's in the back of his head. I know it's not easy for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many things coming up, so it's hard. Yeah. But that's one way. Be really, really clear. If there's something that you want, don't beat around the bush. Just directly ask for it.
Yeah.
So that will be my first tip.
Mm-hmm.
The second one that came to my mind while you were asking me the question is don't get too comfortable.
Mm.
You know, like me and Ryoto, 13 years ago when we first started dating, I don't know why, but it was a prerequisite for my man to be okay with me farting. Like that was a really big deal for me. So I was like, even before we dated, like when we were dating, I was like, I'm going to fart in front of you because I need to see if it's
comfortable.
Like, if it's comfortable. Yeah, yeah. It really wasn't.
You know what? I love this because this is like, shows the different types of people there are out there. And it's like everyone has that line of what you would do and what you wouldn't do.
Yeah.
And everyone is so different.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is like 21-year-old me, right? Yeah,
exactly.
And for me, that was really important to me. Yeah, I needed to be able
to be yourself.
To be myself. And I needed to know that you can see me as a human. Like, I can't be some person.
I go to the bathroom too. Yeah, like, I do. You poo. Do? I do poos as well.
Oh, yeah, I do poos too. Yeah. I was like, what are you saying? I got confused. Yeah, I do poos. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes guys don't think women do human things.
But there's some women that never show that side to their partner too. Which is fine too because that's their... That's what they want to do. Yeah, yeah.
So I went the one extreme from the beginning. But now I'm in a place where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be too comfortable.
Mm.
So I try and be a bit
hold
more
it
like,
in.
Okay, I don't hold it in, but it's more like if I could draw the line, I try to. So that's all I could say. Yeah. So don't be – I don't want him to see me as a slob. Like I want him to still see – I want him to see me that I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah.
Whether it's like taking, you know, a bath or like doing my skincare.
Mm.
Like I think that's attractive when I love me. So – it's a bit blurry now. So take care of yourself, but also don't do all the, you don't have to show him everything.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what I've been doing. Okay. Now. Yeah.
I like that tip. Yeah. I like that
tip. Being not too comfortable.
Yeah. I like that tip.
Mm. What about you?
I don't think I have any tips. I'm not qualified for many tips. Well,
it doesn't have to be tips, but like, what are some things, like, has anything changed from, like when you first started dating and then after 1 year of marriage and living together, like have you become more comfortable?
I feel like it feels kind of the same. Mm. Sometimes maybe more comfortable, but definitely compared to when we were dating during COVID, it was just like...
Oh, because you guys met during COVID.
We met during COVID, but then we could still do a lot of fun things in Hong Kong in our own way. We still had access to activities and stuff, which we enjoyed. But I feel like in Sydney and suburban life now and stuff, it's like, it's not like that anymore. We don't do as many like activities and stuff like
dates.
Yeah, like dates. I don't know. Sometimes like I think like I want to do something that we're not always doing.
You want to tell him now through the camera?
No. But he knows that because I also communicate.
Oh, nice. So what did you do?
I don't know. I'll just be like, oh, I don't know. Basically, I'll just be a bit grumpy. And I'll be like, oh, we haven't done anything in a while. And I think he kind of – actually, I'm not communicating that clearly, but I don't know. And then he'll be like, oh, okay, maybe like, you know, we'll go to the beach in the morning or something. And then – like something small like that, I'll be happier because the beach for us is like still half an hour away. So I have to like, you know, make it there and stuff. Mm. But something like that will still be good and not what we usually do. And we always joke like there's this place near our local shops. There's like a food court and Thursday nights are so busy. Like because Thursday nights in Australia is late night shopping. Mm. So there's always like a lot of families and people just out for longer and having their dinner there. And sometimes we'll just have dinner there. We're having like a lazy night and we're not going to cook and we'll just have dinner there. I don't know. We kind of joke that it's date night and I'm like, going to the food court is not date night. Like, but it's like this ongoing joke because we know it's not date night because we're literally going there in our tracksuit. Like, yeah, we're going to eat at a food court. Like, that's still, it's still kind of fun.
That's
like,
it's still fun.
It's still kind of fun, but it's not date night. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
That's like, date night.
No, it's not. Like, it's fun.
That's date night.
It's fun, but it's not date night.
That's
to me.
Date night.
That's like normal night for me. Like a normal outing in the week.
But the fact that you guys are like, it's date night. No, it's not. And like giggling about it each time. That is so cute. The is fact it? That you can laugh about it turns it into date night
to me. It
is
funny. Yeah, it is funny. But it is like a kind of fun thing to do in the week at least.
I'll tell you what's not date night.
What?
Literally did this last Sunday for the first time. Me and Ryder, we went to the food court.
Yeah.
And I was just so tired. He was so tired. And we were like, oh, what do you feel like? What do you feel like? We're driving, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I feel like, or I was like, I feel like anything but bread.
Yeah.
Because I had like bread all day. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, well, I feel like burger and like burrito and like something else bready.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh, I really don't want any of those because I don't want
just
bread.
Just get your own things.
Yeah, I was like, I want mala tang. Like, I want mala tang.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I can't give up the mala tang, but I know that he really wants his burger because he doesn't normally have like a strong vision with food, but he's like, I need a burger or burrito and other bread thing. And I was like, do you want it separately?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So we literally just went separate.
Yeah.
I ate my mala tang. He ate his burger. And then we're like, bye. And then it was the best thing ever. And then we regrouped. And I was like, how's your meal? He's like, oh, it's so good. And I was like, how's your meal? I was like, oh, my God. It really just hit the spot. It was so good. It's exactly what it healed me. And we both had the best time. And then we missed each other. And we came back and we talked about the meal. And that was not date night. That was not date night. But so it was still fun.
That's not date night. Yeah,
but to me, food court together. Like getting your own food or whatever and like, you know, carving out the time to do that, enjoying it. It's something different. It's something different.
We do it like every week or two.
Yeah, but still, it's still a date night to me. As long if you guys can like sit across each other and like connect, have good conversations, then I feel like that's date night.
Because
you know what's not date night? What? If you're both on your phones
and
not talking
and
you're eating at this food court, and just not like, date night.
Yeah. No.
But are you guys like talking?
No, we're talking.
Yeah, that's date night.
That's date night. Yeah, that's true.
That's cute. I love that.
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Now
you guys
I need
had
to appreciate
tradition.
It more.
That is so special because you're going to look back at this time and you're going to be like, you know.
Back then we could just go to the food court
whenever we wanted. And, they had the best dumplings at this shop. Oh, that was so good. It was only this many dollars. And
oh, my God, they raised the prices on our favorite dish. And we were sad.
What's your favorite dish?
Because the place renovated.
Oh.
We usually get laksa or noodles.
Yum. That is death date night. Well, how do you guys try and keep it special then? Like if you feel like that's not date night.
I mean, I sound like a brat, so that is really nice already. I mean, sometimes now and then if there's like a movie, we'll go on a movie date. Like that's fun. But only if there's something good on.
What about a movie at home? Is that date?
Movie at home is kind of good because it's so hard for us to – we don't get much time. Like we do have time, but it's just – time to sit through a whole movie and to actually choose a movie is quite hard.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah, it's hard.
If it's a TV show, is it a date night?
No.
I agree.
No.
If it's a TV show, it's not date night.
That's a normal
If it's
night.
A movie,
yeah.
Date night.
Date night. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Even if it's Netflix.
Yeah. And I guess sometimes even if it's like once every 2 weeks or once every week or something, like even sometimes we'll just come to this area and eat out, like eat dinner.
Mm.
Like that to me is nice, like kind of a date night.
Yeah.
Just being out of the house.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So
But it, yeah, why does it always involve eating? I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, there's a lot of like, food, but I think a lot of couples, we love eating.
Yeah.
It's like
something to do.
But it's also so good, right? Eating something yummy.
Yeah.
What about things like, you know, one thing that I find really hard is like when you live with your partner, it's easy to take each other for granted.
Yeah.
You know, the little things that you do for each other.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that you guys do to like say thank you or like to show that you appreciate one another?
I feel like lately I haven't been doing enough, but I definitely say thank you.
Mm.
I do appreciate what he does, and I feel like he makes me coffee every morning.
He does?
He makes me smoothies
every morning,
almost every day.
Whoa,
isn't that really nice?
That
already
is really nice. that is like dream man material.
Like that is really
that
nice.
Is dream man material.
Wow. But I do try my best to say thank you.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I feel like I am the one who's not being very good right now because he's regularly doing these daily things like the coffee and the smoothie. But like it's not like I'm regularly cooking, or he's also been cooking more lately. So, but at the same time, I'm like just, yeah, appreciating that he is taking the time out to do it for me. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I just know I shouldn't take it for granted. For now.
Yeah, yeah. But you say thank you, and even that's,
I mean, I don't know.
It's hard. It's those daily ones that's hard to say thank you to.
Yeah. I think at one point, like before, like when we were both working from home, now he kind of works outside sometimes. But when we're both working from home, when I'm working at home, I'm like this. Like, oh, I'm just God, like, yeah. Zzz, like I'm just going, like I'm just buzzing. I'm not like, I can't talk. Yeah. I can't do anything like unless I'm at my lunch break or I really have a spare second and I can like do something.
Mm.
But yeah, I felt like I needed to be able to just step out a bit more easily because sometimes I could just, you know, take that those 10 seconds and just be like, how's it going? And like, you know, like a colleague or co-worker, but not. But just, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard.
Because sometimes I'd just go in this mode where I'd be like, ignore people, like
yeah.
But if you're at work, you don't do that. Like if I'm in the office, I don't ignore someone who's like coming to say hi to me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of rude. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh yeah,
it's hard. It's hard to balance that.
Yeah,
something I've changed now is like even if I'm in a work meeting,
yeah,
before if Ryder would bring me a coffee,
yeah,
I would just pretend that like he was never there,
yeah,
like in front of the camera,
yeah.
But now when he brings it, I look at him and I say thank you. Like I don't care. Aww. If people are like watching me or what they think.
Yeah.
Well, I'll turn my camera off and I'll be like, thank you so much.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ryder makes the best coffees because he's a barista.
Yeah, he's a barista.
So I'll be like, thank you so much. But before I would just, you know, because if you think about it, he's more important than this meeting.
That's true.
It's so hard to snap out of that. So that's a conscious effort I've made this year.
That's true. Because I think once he like accidentally or like randomly came in the background.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you got in the way of my thing. Like I was doing something. And then, but then like, you know, like I shouldn't have gone.
Have you seen other colleagues where people in the background, they don't give you. Damn.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't know anyone.
Well, not at home. But yeah, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, because it's like, it's going to happen, right? Like, and they all know that you're not.
And also, yeah, I think he was bringing me something too. So I'm like, oh, I was so mean.
It's hard.
I'm so mean.
It's hard. Well, you do so much for, it sounds like you do a lot of cooking. Like you do a lot of.
Lately I haven't. But,
well, but usually.
Yeah. Usually.
You know, you've got all the recipes.
Yeah, usually.
You know, you're doing a lot of the meals.
Yeah. So.
You do a lot too.
He's cooking a lot more, learning to cook more meals too. So it's been good.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
The smoothie and the coffee, that's. I know, like, you know, if he's listening, he's probably like, oh, but it's just a smoothie. I just add extra ingredients and make two. Ryoto always makes smoothie for one.
For himself?
For himself.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But I respect that.
But I'm you like, don't want it?
Sometimes I want it. But I'm just like, you know what? You do you.
Yeah, yeah.
You fill your cup first.
Yeah. And he made you coffee. Or maybe he doesn't know
how. No, I don't ask him anymore.
Oh.
Sometimes, like, yeah. If I know it's not a hassle, I'll ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard. It's really, really hard. It's like, you know, imagine as you get even older.
Yeah. Because maybe this is just, you know, first year in and we're really happy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing all these things.
You guys are very happy newlyweds.
Yeah. Like, you know, he's doing all these things. Maybe in 5 years, you know, these coffees won't be happening.
Do you know Benji and Judy's life?
No.
Oh, they're like these YouTubers. Benji used to always make Judy a smoothie every single morning. But he's still the same. Like, he's very consistent.
Oh, okay.
So that's you never know. It's like
never know.
It could just let's hope. Let's hope that it doesn't stop.
No, sometimes we joke and we're like, "Oh, the day you stop is the day I need to." I don't know. Something's wrong. Yeah. Something's wrong. You're mad at me or something.
I think the little things really, the little interactions. Or another one that I try to do more is, if you haven't been able to tell, I love talking.
Yeah,
and I always keep thinking that like talking is the only way of communication.
Mm-hmm.
But actually you can communicate a lot through your body language and that includes like with your partner as well. So even if you don't say I love you or even if you don't say thank you, like physical touch is actually, it was so underrated. Well, I think maybe everyone already knew, but for me, physical touch wasn't that important. But for us now, I realize how, you know, something so simple, like an extra hug.
So important, yeah.
It really just makes you feel so much just more connected. A hug, and even like, you know, the smoothie, like a hug for a few more seconds to say thank you. It actually can translate into so much more.
Yeah.
So that's another one I've been doing, like,
that's true.
You know, trying to communicate more through physical touch, whether it's like, you know, just putting my hand on his knee or rubbing his back or like touching his hair or his face. Like, just being more touchy. Like, before I would just be like, you know what I mean?
True.
But now I'm trying to be more expressive through my body as well.
Yeah. Maybe that's how I do it. Like, I'm more affectionate, I think, than him.
What are you like? Are you
I'm embarrassing. I'm very affectionate. Like,
really?
I'll just cuddle and we like hold hands all the time.
Oh, that's so cute.
But I mean, that's pretty normal as well.
Nothing's normal.
But yeah. This is probably TMI, but I swear I touch his butt more than like, and not just like clothed guys, like you know, day to day at home, like in the kitchen or whatever. I touch his butt way more than he touches me, my butt. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're just
Walking cute. Past.
I can't believe I'm talking about this. Maybe
that's
I can't.
So cute. That is so cute.
Maybe I can't.
You're
talk
a dream
about
woman.
This. Really?
Yeah, that's so cute. That's just your way of saying, you know, I don't know.
Being
to me,
a creep?
That's not a creep. It's like just showing
harassment.
Like, you still got it, you know, like I'm attracted to you. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's so cute. I think that's cute.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, well, me and Ryder do. Yeah. We do this thing. Where, I don't know. This is a new thing that we've been doing. But
I love
Ryder
that
has
have new things.
We have, yeah.
After 13
find new
years.
Things.
You've
got to find,
new things.
So Ryder has like really wide feet.
Yeah.
So I stand on his feet.
Okay.
And then I just like lean on him.
Oh.
And then we start doing like left, right.
But
like walking.
Does he, do you need a lift at all or he just moves? Like he lifts your whole.
It's like
you're
We're both. But
okay,
I'm trying
okay.
to like match his.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have to guess where he's going to step. Right? Oh, it's almost like a waltz. So like left,
are you actually
right.
walking around
sometimes
the house?
Sometimes we go over there. Sometimes we just stay in one spot.
That's cute. I want to copy this.
Honestly, do this like once a day right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Must be good.
It's fun. No, because like
I want to try.
I'm
this.
The one that climbs on the foot.
Yeah.
And then he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows the drill. She's on my feet. Left. Right. Left,
see, like where right. does this come from? Like it's just.
My dad used to do this with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I'll tell him, like, I used to do this with my dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, now we do it now. And it's so fun. And we're just like, nah, nah, left, right, left, right. So that's another cute thing that we do.
That is very cute.
But it's a little, it's like physical touch. as well, right? Yeah. Because you're leaning into the chest. Yeah.
And you're not talking. You're just...
No,
you're
words just, needed. Yeah. No words needed. So it's fun. But I don't know if I mentioned this in this podcast. I think I have. But humor this year was a really important one. Finding like little humorous things, like whether it's like date night in a food court and giggling about it,
yeah,
and like, or touching his butt and going, or like, you know, standing on his feet.
Yeah,
I think like whatever makes it funny for you guys, yeah, it's just so much more joyful, I think.
Yeah, totally
keeps it
totally
interesting.
Every, yeah, it's just, yeah, you need to be happy and laugh, you know, even if things are shit.
I think so. Yeah. Especially when things are shit.
Especially when things are shit. Yeah, that's true.
That's so funny. Aww. Oh, I see you guys so differently now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, you know, when you guys are in public, you're not that affectionate.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, be cool. Be cool.
Control your hand. Can't touch butt right now.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing I've changed. I used to be like very like
separate. Yeah.
But now in public I try and be more affectionate because why am I being different, right?
Mm.
Like,
that's true.
I think he appreciates that too.
Yeah. Yeah,
but these guys, this I've changed so much from the beginning. Like, you have no idea.
But 13 years. Maybe I'll save the step thing for later.
The 13th year.
Yeah. I won't do it tomorrow. I'll save it.
But you think that's cute? That's funny.
Yeah, I think
that
it's cute.
Can you do it tonight?
I don't know. He'll probably be in bed already.
But do you think he would appreciate it?
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like we need to learn it because obviously
you do it your own way. You do it your own way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get nourished. So at the shops today, I got the cheese. How do you say tteokbokki? Probably
tteokbokki.
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 Tteokbokki. And it was a microwave version, so I thought we should try.
Oh, it smells so good.
Then we put it in the microwave for 5 minutes. Isn't that really hot on your lap?
Oh, it's okay. Not too bad.
Okay, maybe it cooled down.
Okay, I'll get.
Yeah, try one.
I'm salivating.
Okay. Don't you need to lean it? Lean.
No, it's okay. That's fine.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I definitely need a lean just in case.
Yeah. Mmm.
Looks cool. Hot.
Yum. Rox, this is really good.
Mmm.
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 Mmm. We should have this.
How's
the
cheese, though? Where's the cheese?
It should be inside the rice plate.
Mmm. I can't really taste the cheese, but the sauce is really good.
The sauce is really good.
Mmm. You know, when I was little and there was so much tteokbokki in Strathfield and I didn't really understand how to eat it. I bought too many and it was the dry. By the time it was, I didn't realize you had to eat it straight away because when it's dry, it's too chewy. The one on the stick.
It gets so hard.
Yeah, it gets so hard. And I was like, huh? What the hell am I doing wrong? But I meant to eat it straight away or microwave it or something.
Mm. But I still eat it at home.
I like the fish cake.
Mm. It was really good. There's so much good instant food now. And so accessible, like Sydney. Like when I go to the Asian grocers now, the frozen section is very impressive.
It's so
good. Like when I go to Korea, most of the things I feel like I can get it in Sydney now.
I got this at Tong Li.
Like a Chinese grocer.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. Yum.
I need this in my freezer. Like this is really good.
But it's interesting that it's like just enough as a snack. Like it's not filled to the top or anything.
Mm.
But they had these. And they had like spicy beef soup. So I haven't tried that. That looked legit.
Like when we opened the packaging, it looked half empty.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the spot. Yeah, why don't they cover it a lot today? So thank you for listening. If you have any tips for me to say no to upsells or saving money, let us know. Or date night ideas, what you do with your partner. Or any questions, yeah, just hit us up, DM us. We're always here to listen. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you in the next one.
See ya. Bye.